Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
We are back and better than ever. 2 weeks off feels like a new week. What?
I was just saying, what?
Good news is Gamescom is wrapping up as we're recording, so we actually have things to talk about, unlike we would have if we'd recorded last week.
That's true. There was nothing last week other than these are the things that might be at Gamescom.
Yeah, which is always the worst news of, hey, here's everything that might be there, and then we'll just talk about what was there next week.
There's so much that I think we cover like 25% of it, maybe, in this here episode of Gamers 2 Podcast, your bi-weekly? Weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interest. Is it bi-weekly? Is that every 2 weeks?
It's every 2 weeks.
Okay.
Pay periods are bi-weekly?
Bi-weekly. As opposed to...
No, I guess not all pay periods, depends on your company. Yeah. As opposed to what, weekly?
Or... What is it? There's one that's like every two, or there's one that's like twice in a period. It's like bi-weekly.
Semi and...
Maybe, that's what I'm thinking of. Maybe. I don't know. Bad brain.
Not that anybody uses the word semi-weekly, but that would imply that it was twice a week.
Yeah. That must be what I'm thinking of. Well, generally, it's when you're talking annually. That's what I'm thinking.
Yes. Biannually.
Yes.
Not every other year.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. Weirdness.
It is weird when you think about it, that biannually and biweekly don't mean the same thing.
Yeah.
Not
Time
even...
Time is...
An enigma.
Yes. Well... Time is a false construct, all right?
It's true. I blame the Romans. Can I blame them for that?
Yeah.
Okay.
No. The calendar, well, no, you can't really blame for the calendar. The Julian calendar you can blame them for.
Can I just blame them anyway?
You could, yeah, sure. Okay. Let's blame them. Fuck those Romans.
Hell yeah. Anyway, here's something the Romans didn't have. New video game releases.
They might have.
Nah, I don't believe it.
Okay.
The Egyptians, you could have sold me on. The Romans, though? No.
The Atlanteans.
Exactly. And the lost city thereof.
They got better games than we do.
They're hanging out with fish.
Or aliens. Don't know.
Or fishy aliens.
Mind blown.
Number one, D Powerball for the PC. That's what you play after you constantly lose the lottery.
Can't lose if you don't play.
That's true. Also can't win. Number two, Kill the Crows for the PC. Number three, Humankind makes its way to console. Number four, Immortals of Avium for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. Number five, WrestleQuest for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number six, Blasphemous 2 for the PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number seven, Tau Plan Arcade Shoot 'em Up Collection Volume 2 for the PC. Number 8, Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon for the PC, PlayStation, and Xbox. And number 9, Ashina the Red Witch for the PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
Speaking of time, I have lost all concept of time because I cannot believe that Armored Core 6 is out.
Yeah.
And that we are basically getting into video game release window.
It begins with Armored Core.
Yeah.
Starfield is 2 weeks. Early release is next week.
Jesus. No, I'm not mentally prepared for any of this. Mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, anatomically.
There you go. Okay. I was going to say, there's got to be another one. I can't think of it.
Metaphorically. I don't know.
Ooh, metaphorically is good. Can you imagine being metaphorically ready for something?
I don't even know what that means.
Neither do I. But I'm going to use it. I need to figure out what it means because I feel like I should use it more often.
Yeah. I mean,
are you
I'm
ready?
Metaphorically ready for that.
Hey, are you ready? Metaphorically. Just because you're going to get a bunch of people that go, the fuck people are you talking about?
But they won't say anything. They'll just be like, what? Okay.
If you catch somebody with it that doesn't know you at all, they're going to hit you with, that's weird, man. You're like, yeah, whatever.
You get the dude who like puts his hand on your shoulder and is like, I feel you.
Oh, yeah. Then you run into that guy.
Yeah.
That guy is the trip, though.
Because he's tripping.
Yeah. He knows the secret menu at Burger King.
There's a secret menu at Burger King?
Exactly. Okay. Only he knows it. It doesn't exist. He just happens to know the one guy at 2 a.m. at his Burger King that will make him whatever the hell he decides to request.
Yeah. I like BK sauce. BK stacker sauce.
I don't know what that means.
It's sauce. Special sauce.
Yeah, of the Burger King?
Yep.
Burger King special sauce.
Exactly. There's...
All right. I don't need any more. Sounds good.
The past, like, three times I've gone to Burger King, which is like 3 weeks. I generally seem to go like once a week or every once every 2 weeks. The dude, yeah, they've always asked me if I wanted a crown in the drive-thru.
You just look. You gotta.
I'd laugh the first time. I was like, and then he was standing there with a crown. I was like, oh, he's serious.
Does he just think you have a kid? Like, what do you order?
I don't know. I just order like a double cheeseburger and small fry or something. Like, it's not.
Oh, at a certain point, you need to just deadpan, yes, and then take it from them and slowly put it on. Don't break eye contact. And then before you pull away, just
I thought about it. I did think about it. I last time I was like, I did bring lunch to work, so I ran to Burger King and I grabbed some food. I was like, it would be really great to walk back into work just wearing a Burger King crown.
Yeah, but you just gotta mess with the guy in the drive thru. Just get the crown, put it on, stare at him the entire time you're doing all of this, and then just, I am the Burger King. And then just slow, drive away. Just go straight.
While keeping eye contact.
Yeah, don't break eye contact until you see the wall and then, you know, look forward.
Yeah. Don't run into the
ground. Don't even take your food. Take the crown first, and just put that on and leave. This is what I was here for. I am the heir to the Burger King throne.
I'm the king now.
Bitch.
What are you feeling?
Bow to your king. Sorry, too far in my own story for that. I'm feeling odds.
Son of a bitch.
Suck it. Number one, Microsoft's proposed acquisition of Activision Blizzard has been restructured and is once again under investigation. And Ubisoft is now somehow part of it. Both Microsoft and the Competition and Markets Authority, the UK regulator that blocked the deal earlier this year, announced on Tuesday that a new deal has been submitted for the latter's consideration. The deal is designed to address the CMA's concerns about Microsoft's dominance in cloud gaming by removing this aspect entirely. Cute concern, what if we just don't? Instead, the cloud gaming rights have been divested to an independent third party, Ubisoft.
Weird. I have a theory on this, but continue.
Yeah, all right then. The Assassin's Creed publisher has been given cloud streaming rights for all current and new Activision Blizzard games released for PC and console, including any releases over the next 15 years. Ubisoft will be able to commercialize and license the cloud gaming versions of any of these titles, adding them to any other cloud gaming services around the world, including ones operating on non-Windows operating systems. Microsoft will take a one-off payment from Ubisoft for these rights, as well as further compensation, quote, through a market-based wholesale pricing mechanism, including an option that supports pricing based on usage, end quote. With the cloud gaming rights excluded from the deal, both Microsoft and the CMA agree that this is now a substantially different transaction, and as such, the CMA has started a new Phase 1 investigation with a statutory deadline of October 18th, 2023.
So what excuse are they going to come up with this time?
Ubisoft is French. It's not an excuse, it's a fact. But to them,
yeah,
it's a problem.
That's great. So my theory is that there's a clause in the contract that if Ubisoft gets sold, the rights fall back to Microsoft.
Oh, no, I believe that. But I would also just love the idea that they do this, and then next year, Microsoft goes, Ubisoft. I'm buying Ubisoft. And the CMA just looks at them going, what the fuck? Why are we going to do this again? Because they wouldn't be worth more than $10 billion.
Hmm.
Even with this.
I think last time we looked, Ubisoft's market cap was like only like four or six billion or something.
Six.
Oh, it's a weird one.
So it would just be really entertaining if they just went, yeah. No, they can have it. And I will have them.
I wonder why they chose Ubisoft. It's a weird one.
Google backed out. And back to the whole thing. Who else has it? NVIDIA. Only other person.
Yeah.
Oh, we're worried about cloud gaming. The only other two competitors are Luna, not a competitor, and technically Luna, not even a thing because Luna is Amazon's. Ubisoft just has a partnership with them.
Yep,
for their own game. So,
and NVIDIA doesn't want to get that involved. They're all in on AI,
and they already made the deal.
Yeah, true.
They already made a 10-year deal for it.
That's the other thing. It's not. I didn't put it in this paragraph, but. All the other deals are still valid.
Yeah. I think it's just that they get to choose essentially where it goes. So the funny thing is, if Microsoft doesn't put something in cloud gaming, they get to go, you have to go talk to Ubisoft now. You can't complain to me anymore. I just make the game. Sorry.
Yeah. Suck it.
Bitch.
All right, throwback. Atari has taken the wraps off the Atari 2600 Plus, a modern reinvention of the most popular home console. Of its most popular home console. It's set to ship in November. The Atari 2600 Plus plays original Atari 2600 and Atari 7800 cartridges. It also comes with a 10 games in one cartridge, featuring some of the system's staples such as Combat, Adventure, Missile Command, and Yar's Revenge. The Atari 2600 Plus's video output has been updated with widescreen support and an HDMI cable. The system sells for $130 and includes one joystick. Additional joysticks are $25. Atari is also selling Atari 2600 paddle controllers with a four-game bundle for $40, as well as two separate games, Berserk Enhanced Edition and the newly created Mr. Run and Jump for $30 each. Atari also released a game compatibility list detailing which games will run on the Atari 2600 Plus. While it plays most titles, there are a number of untested games in the 2600 versions of Real Sports Boxing, Super Cobra, and the Texas Chainsaw Massacre are unplayable on the system.
A lot to digest there.
There is a lot to digest there.
I guess the interesting thing is $130.
Mm-hmm.
And then you can buy additional controllers, which is interesting.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't, like, is...
For an additional controller to be $25, that's a great price for an additional controller. But $155 for a console plus a spare controller, and I'm like, I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think this has any sort of long-term viability. It's like, you know... In the same vein as the hell were those things called? The Nintendo NES Classic.
That was yeah.
I mean, if you're into this sort of thing, it's great.
Yeah, but I feel like you would just get all the old games and do just a ROM thing on your own instead of buying, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
We'll see.
Maybe collectors or people who want it, like,
yeah, to probably display it. Probably one of those holiday sellers. Where it'll be like, ooh, Christmas gift, and then they'll just, nobody will.
Yeah.
But come January, people are like, huh, what? These things? Number three, Charles Martinet is stepping down as the voice of Mario. Nintendo said Martinet is moving. I assume that's not Martinet, and it is Martinet. Is moving into the newly created role of Mario Ambassador. Martinet has voiced Mario, as well as other characters such as Luigi, Wario, and Waluigi, for nearly 30 years, with many players first introduced to his performance via 1996's Super Mario 64. His last role, Matt?
Mario Wonder?
Nope. Yeah. Mario's dad in the Super Mario movie.
But he's doing Mario Wonder that's coming out.
His last role.
Oh, role. Like, okay. I got it.
Even if he's doing Wonder, I'm not acknowledging that.
Okay.
For the purpose of what my story is.
And all right, all right. It's fine.
The touching moment where he plays Mario's father.
That's sweet. I'm glad they did that.
And that's where the story ends.
Okay.
He's dead. Nothing more.
Jesus. All right.
He has passed the torch to Chris Pratt. It's wild. I mean, it's wild that it's been the same dude the entire time.
That's pretty crazy.
When the entire thing is just, woohoo!
Yeah, like, do you re-record the voice lines? Like,
I don't know. That's the thing. Like, do you
just HD, reuse them?
Do you have HD remasters of Mario?
I'm surprised he's not, like, being AI'd. Maybe he is.
Well, I mean, like, I'm just curious. What is? I want to know what a day recording Mario looks like. Recording all of that, like, for a Mario game. How long are you in the booth?
6 minutes?
Or is it, like, a week? Because when Iwata was alive, he would just have a gun to your head because it was like, no. I need this slightly different. Wrong. No. Slightly different. No. Slightly different. It's just basically the scene from Whiplash where he's just like, again!
Jesus.
That's what I mean. It's 50-50. Either Japan or everybody else, but more so, or it's exactly how we think it would go in a voice recording booth for that.
I don't know. Maybe I'll do a docu-series on it since he's retiring.
It'd be such a wild hour and a half.
I mean, they fucking did a documentary on Elmo.
I know, but just like all you... Yeah, but at least that was like more than a full sentence the entire time. This is just a guy doing Wahoo the entire time for an hour and a half documentary. It would be amazing.
It's Nintendo. They'd do it. All right, number four. Microsoft has unveiled a new strike-based enforcement system for Xbox. If a user violates community standards, they receive a strike. The number of strikes and length of punishment depends on the violation level. Violations include hate speech, profanity, cheating, and harassment. A player that amasses 8 strikes will be banned from using Xbox services such as multiplayer and voice communication for 1 year. In addressing a question on social media about why the system has an 8-point rule, Xbox boss Phil Spencer explained the users can receive multiple strikes for their violations at once. Spencer said strikes are, quote, strikes, try it again. Spencer said, quote, strikes are assigned based on the severity of the actions and can result in more than one strike for an infraction, end quote.
So you can burn all 8 in one go.
Could.
You really need to get banned for a year.
You got to hit every one of those in one sentence.
Tick, tick, tick. Oh, how do I work this last one in?
Jesus.
What?
Fucking suck that water down. Hydrate before you dehydrate.
Hydro homies. Yeah, I saw the like, I want to just call it the Eightfold Path. I saw the 8-strike path that they created of, like, the timeline. This happens, then this happens, then, you know, this strike, and then you're banned for this long, and, you know, yada yada. Now it's just like, all right, I guess that's it's a more, public understanding of it. But there's also the point where, like, I think somebody had pulled up the stats, potentially, or maybe it was Xbox themselves, where, like, the amount of people that have been banned for yada, yada, yada over the course of blah, blah, blah is like 0.1% or something.
Yeah, they said something about like 1% of all users have gotten an infraction. And of them, 0.1% have been banned.
Yeah, so it's like, why do you need 8 then if you're barely hitting the community?
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. We'll see. I don't think it's really going to affect, well, you or I ever, but...
Yeah.
Number 5, Larian Studios has confirmed that Baldur's Gate 3 will be launching on Xbox Series X and S consoles this year. Following a meeting with Xbox head Phil Spencer, Larian CEO Sven Vinky made the announcement on social media. Quote, "We've found a solution that allows us to bring Baldur's Gate 3 to Xbox players this year. Still. Something we've been working towards for quite some time. All improvements will be there with split-screen co-op on Series X." End quote. The Xbox Series S console version of the RPG will not feature split-screen co-op. Baldur's Gate 3 will have cross-save progression functionality between Steam and Xbox Series systems. All good things.
Yeah, I feel like that's a fair compromise.
No reason to hold it back if you can't get it to work on the S. Just can the S and moving on.
Yeah. There was a lot of talk about the S. I mean...
all the problems it's causing because we have to keep doing common denominator bullshit.
Yeah, I mean, and Phil Spencer spoke about it, and basically Microsoft's holding their ground on it. They're like, we don't see a problem with it, so it's gonna, we're not getting rid of the S, and we're not gonna upgrade it. So, you know, business as usual. I guess now that they've set a precedence, maybe they'll have to do this more often, where they cut features from the S.
Version. Like the S?
Yeah.
Just the whole S.
Cut it.
Cut it, turn it sideways, you can make it into a swirly X.
Whoa. Whoa! Alright, where are we? Number 8? 6? 6. Don't skip ahead, you fucking loser. Alright,
can you count?
No. Sony has revealed details for its new dedicated remote play system, the PlayStation Portal.
Let's be real clear. We got to put the words remote play in quotes.
Yes. Yes. We are about to speak on that. It will allow PlayStation
5... Yes, we are.
It will allow PlayStation 5 owners to play titles installed on their consoles without using a TV screen. Consumers will need to connect to their home console via Wi-Fi. The PlayStation Portal includes an 8-inch LCD screen that can display 1080p resolution at 60 frames per second. It includes a 3.5mm audio jack for wired audio, such as headphones, which I don't know what else you plug in there. It does not include Bluetooth or support for cloud streaming. PlayStation Portal will set you back $200 and will launch this year. Additionally, Sony announced 2 new gaming accessories with the Pulse Elite, a wireless headset, and Pulse Explore wireless earbuds. They both feature AI-enhanced noise canceling. The devices will be able to connect with the PlayStation Portal and PlayStation 5 hardware via PlayStation Link, a new wireless audio technology that provides low latency and lossless audio.
I'm scrolling for things. Sony Interactive Entertainment has entered a deal to purchase audio technology company Audiz. Terms of the transaction, including the cost, were not disclosed. Audiz will continue to operate as a separate entity and develop its own audio products. Audiz nuts. Anyway. every time I've read that, every time I've read it this week, that's all I can think of. I just found it funny because of the no Bluetooth thing specifically. Do you have any immediate thoughts before I go off?
Probably the same things you're about to say. So you're more than welcome to go for it.
Good, I will then. I'm going to shock you with the first one.
So aggressive. Go ahead.
Not as bad as I thought it was going to be.
Oh, okay. Price wise, or just in general?
Thought this whole thing was going to be worse.
Okay.
Mainly price wise.
Mm-hmm.
I would have preferred 150. Yes. I think 150 was their perfect price.
Yeah, I agree.
Especially with the no Bluetooth thing. Like, 150 was their chef's kiss. You nailed it. This is unbelievable. I'm surprised you're competent anymore. They said 200, and I went, okay, not terrible. for doing the whole controller thing, you know, not bad. And then they said no Bluetooth, and I went, now hold on. You need the Blink headsets, which you just announced in May, and those are all brand new, specifically using your PlayStation technology, that are like $200-something. So now I'm up to $500 in that plus taxes or whatever. Now I'm not a fan.
The philosophy here is soul crushing.
There's not even an audio jack.
You made a device that you are, the sole purpose of it is to remotely play your PS5 games, which basically means you're going to be like moving around your house or you're in bed or something like
also
that.
Also means you need to own a PS5.
But then, true. But then your only universal option is a headphone jack that you have to fucking plug a wire into. Or you can spend another couple hundred dollars on top of the $500 you paid for the PS5, $200 you paid for your remote play, the $60 or whatever you paid for a game. You have to spend $200 on fucking PlayStation Link headphones. Anyways, continue. Sorry, I didn't mean to interrupt your rant with my mini rant.
No, that's basically, that's the rest of it. It's just that, you know, you need to be on your Wi-Fi and everything else, and it's like...
It's just a glorified... It is literally...
The Wii U tablet?
Yeah, it's literally, they cut a fucking DualSense controller in half and duct tape a screen to it.
Except they didn't close the gap between the controller and the screen, which bugs me every time I look at it.
Yeah, it does look weird.
You could have had a much better mock-up for that. Whatever, though.
I just, like... PlayStation fucking is hilarious to me. Because they're always so close, and then they, like, literally point the gun at their foot, aim for, like, 30 solid seconds to make sure they hit it, and then pull the trigger.
And shoot themselves in the knee.
Yeah.
Because they accidentally decided to squat at the same time.
Yeah.
And you're like, I don't... What? Anyway, let's go on to number 7. Oh, and don't worry about it. For number 8, we're gonna tag team.
Okay.
Number 7, the Epic Game Store is taking another approach to combating Steam. Epic has announced a new opt-in program called First Run that will trade the company's share of revenues for the first 6 months of release for exclusivity. The program's eligibility requirements allow for games releasing on consoles or mobile platforms, games to be sold by the developer through their own storefronts, and games to be sold through other third-party stores like Green Man Gaming or Humble Bundle. I forgot about Green Man. Provided that they use Epic Games Store's keyless distribution system. After the end of the 6 months, or earlier if you decide to leave the program, Epic will begin taking its standard cut of 12% of revenue. The program begins on October 16th and only applies to products launching on or after that date.
They're making it really hard to not just say, let's put our game on Epic. And
yeah. I mean, already you were going to put it in both places for the most part because you got a 30% in Steam and then you got a much better cut in Epic, so it made sense to just put them in both. But now they're like, well, for 6 months, if you really believe in your game and to be good enough, you can just throw it over here and we'll give you all the money.
Yeah, it's wild.
And like, okay. And still sell it with the keys for everything else on the other ones.
Yeah.
As long as you're using their system, then we don't care.
Yeah. And I'm assuming you can't. So essentially, you can put it everywhere as butt valve, but Steam.
Yeah, probably, yeah. Great. Which, still. Okay.
Making good business decisions.
Especially if you can do it knowing that when you still go to Steam, you'll still have an audience, or, you know, you'll be essentially gaining an audience at the same time, type of thing.
Yep. Number 8. As Nate alluded to in the beginning of the podcast, Gamescom is a thing. It's happening. And there was Opening Night Live, so I'm going to do the recap of Opening Night Live. First off, did you watch any of it?
I started to at work today.
Okay. I also started watching it the night it happened, but I only made it very little into it before life happened. But another fucking dude got on stage, first off.
There's a lot of problems I have with that. I don't want to talk about it.
All right.
Because it's stupid.
I just am baffled that they literally had it happen at the last big video game event. Actually, no, it wasn't the last one. But they had it happen less than a year ago. And they somehow they didn't have security in place to...
No, that somehow they had the security they had was a guy crab walking in front of him, trying to make sure that he wasn't shown by the camera. And I'm like, just spear him.
Yeah, grab him, pull him off stage.
No, you have the crowd should be well versed enough in WWE and get a Goldberg spear, and all you just hear is spear from the crowd. That's all I want. I wanted to see that guy like a fucking middle linebacker, Terry Tate, woo woo, come through and just end him.
You know what I would like to see more? Is if when the guy came up on stage and tried to get the mic from Jeff Keighley, Keighley pulls out a taser and just tases the dude, like, casually, and then continues on with the show.
I would be a vote of confidence if Keighley just turned and punched him.
I feel like...
Just mic in fist, just square in the nose, and was like, fuck you, and then continues with his thing.
That would be impressive.
If he just out of the corner of his eye went, bam, fuck you, and then continued on with his entire thing, I'd be like, Jeff Keighley has balls? Shit.
Yeah.
But that's all. Another stupid thing brought on by another child.
Yep. All right, let's get into Opening Night Live. I don't think this is in order. I don't know if this is in order, but we're following it. We're using IGN here as a little recap. First up, we have the Starfield live action trailer, which teased the game. Then Todd Howard stopped by to show off new gameplay, which I do remember Todd Howard being on stage. And they kicked it off with the composer doing a little piano.
It was like the smallest grand piano I've ever seen. It was the micro ITX of grand pianos.
It was probably super expensive then.
Oh, easily.
I do have to say, Todd Howard seems like he's fucking over doing press. Like his, like, and maybe it's because he's just been, like, working nonstop, but he just doesn't have that, like, oil tycoon vibe in the last few times I've seen him. He's just like, I need a vacation. And then there was Zack Snyder's reveal of Rebel Moon and the trailer for that. Did you watch that?
I didn't.
Okay. That's unfortunate because I really would enjoy your opinion.
Oh, no. That means it's not good.
It's just Zack Snyder. You know, like,
I know, but like Zack Snyder is.
The trailer you could have cut up and it literally cut it into four different movies. So.
Yeah. Zack Snyder.
Yep. Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 gameplay trailer, which they talked about a new, I don't know if you'd call it a game mechanic, but what do they call them? Those like open-ended missions. They called them something. I can't remember what they called them. They talked about them for a little bit. Did you see any of that?
I did. And it was like, yep, it looks good. I still am just kind of like so weary on the price point then of.
Are they going 70?
Yeah. And like, I love Call of Duty. Like, it's always been a franchise that I've enjoyed and whatever. But it's just, and Modern Warfare is the one that I prefer because, you know, faster and it's pretty and everything like that. But then it's like, I don't know if I really want to spend 70 and am I going to play it enough? And.
It weirdly, from an outsider's point of view, and like it could just be them, you know, spewing marketing bullshit. It sounds like there's more to this game than previous ones, with like the open world zombies. They seem to be focusing a little bit more on the campaign, but you know, could all just be marketing bullshit. So, I'm curious to see what reception is on it, even though like I will never play it, but. Is obviously an industry heavy hitter. Alan, that's when I stopped watching, basically, is at that point. Alan Wake 2 showed up at the at Opening Night Live with a trailer. You know, it's a game.
I'm at the point where I need to just play the game, so we can stop talking about Alan Wake now.
Yeah.
It's probably not like us, but I just mean like
in general. There's probably a few games
because Alan Wake's in the list of like, don't show me anymore. It's supposed to be like a horror suspense game. I don't want to know anymore.
Yeah. It's the old Hollywood problem where they show you too much in the trailer.
Yeah, then I'm just left going into the movie like, well, yeah. Great to know that Thanos is Fortnite dancing halfway through the movie.
Diablo 4 Season 2 is called...
Speaking of Fortnite dancing, I know this is completely unrelated.
No, go ahead.
Did you see, he might have already played. Fuck, I don't remember. Belbiv DeVoe is playing the State Fair.
I don't know who that is.
You know the song Poison.
That girl is poison.
Yeah. That's Belbiv DeVoe.
Oh, okay.
Only song I know.
All right.
And I'm just like, do I go to just watch everybody try to do the Turk dance from Scrubs to Belbiv DeVoe?
Is there anyone else interesting going to see?
Abso-fucking-lutely not. You want to watch REO Speedwagon on Monday night?
I mean, that would probably... Is that the only other option? That's decent? Or like...
Luda's Thursday.
Luda.
Luda. I watched Luda the first time he was there. It was a fun show. We do need to do the fair. We should do the fair.
Yeah, I mean, that was kind of like... I was shook when I heard the State Fair started. Because I was like...
Huh?
Yeah, I was like, what?
You get a little Mike G, huh?
All right, Diablo 4 Season 2 is officially called the Season of Blood. And it begins October 17th. Vampire Hunter Ares.
And Vampire Powers.
Ooh, Vampire Powers. 5 additional endgame bosses.
Better gem inventory management.
Oh, shit. Are you still playing Diablo?
No. I don't even have it installed anymore.
Oh my god, he fucking cut that one loose faster than
I didn't. And I didn't end up hitting max before the first season started, and then I was like, it took so long to level. I don't really want to do this again. And I just it served its purpose, and then I was like, Do I regret buying it? No. Am I disappointed I didn't enjoy it as much as I wanted to? Yeah. Did I still enjoy the time I had with it? Yes.
Would you have enjoyed it more if you had people to play with? Was it one of those situations, or just where you weren't feeling it, or just
yes play? And no.
Okay.
Yes, it was fun when I was playing with people. It was painful at a certain point because I was clearly not doing the damage they were doing.
Yeah.
So was I playing or was I just walking around?
Okay. Story of my life. Mortal Kombat 1 revealed 2 new fighters, Mataro and Chujinko.
I don't know what the fuck those people are.
Cameo fighters. Tekken 8 release date was revealed, which is January 26th.
I like this thumbnail. That bear's got a fish.
Yeah, I was going to say, I like this thumbnail a lot. Assassin's Creed Mirage.
I fucking just want that as an image. Just a bear holding the fish.
With a bandana.
Yeah,
or same, like a headband.
Yeah.
I mean.
Fucking Ryu bear. Yeah.
It's great.
Nah, Tekken, man. Never change.
We need is some fucking beach volleyball. Some dead or alive beach volleyball.
Matt, I play that every week.
Really?
Have you seen me?
I mean,
I'm sexy.
All right, you're not wrong. Check them out.
Check them out.
Check them out. Get in line. Pick a number. All that good stuff.
The line's not long. We're still at number one. You can get served real quick. If you know what I mean.
Roses are red. No.
Bye.
Assassin's Creed.
I'm trying to get suffocated tonight.
Who wouldn't want to be?
Oh, God. What a way to go.
Speaking of killing, Assassin's Creed Mirage, latest trailer, which shows 9th century Baghdad. October 5th, that one's coming out. What do we think about it? Do we think this game's going to sell well? Do we think it's going to be a flop?
I think it will sell well. I don't think it'll flop.
I can't get a vibe on it.
The critical review will be the interesting part. I think commercially it'll be okay for a while.
Mm-hmm.
But the reception come mid-December will be interesting.
Yeah.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit BetterHelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Cyberpunk 2077 2.0 is coming to the base game alongside Phantom Liberty. There was a gameplay trailer.
A lot of it has like looked really good where I'm like, man, it's probably an entirely different game if I download it and play it again. I won't, but...
I don't even know anything about this 2.0, but apparently it's like a big deal.
It's all the updates as listed. Combat overhaul, police system, vehicle combat, mounted weapons,
new items, increased level cap,
dynamic events, cyberware, and perks.
Interesting. I never played that one. Probably should do that at some point in life. Sonic Superstars.
You should, but you should also just play like any game.
Yeah, I mean that's. Whew.
I mean, I don't want to like attack
he
you.
Fucking, he just went straight for the jugular. He's like, I'm gonna fucking get this guy.
What?
He smelled weakness in the air and he just like ripped the throat. Sonic Superstars has a release date, October 17th.
Cool.
Sonic. Sonic Frontiers, the Final Horizon update, is coming this year. There was a trailer.
That one I'm less intrigued about. Superstars is way better.
Quantic Dream announced Dustborn. A narrative-driven action-adventure game that is set in an alternate version of America.
I'm the dude in the back.
The game is described as one about, quote, hope, love, friendships, robots.
Hey, wait a second.
And the power of words, end quote.
I know that show.
Hope, love, what was that called?
Wasn't it Hope, Love, and Robots?
I think it was like Love, Death, and Robots.
Oh, Love, Death, and Robots, that's right.
Yeah, looks interesting. Thank Goodness You're Here, which is a new game by the studio that made Untitled Goose Game. A quirky game with a distinct hand-drawn art style and a wonderful wackiness that needs to be seen to be believed. I can only imagine. Little Nightmares 3 was announced with a trailer. Jeff Keighley was really amped up about that one.
Little Nightmares has like a cult following.
It does. Black Myth Wukong trailer happened. Everyone's still... That was that game that went viral like a year ago. What's that?
2020. It was in COVID.
Oh, fuck me. Didn't need to get hit with the 1-2 punch, Nate.
I'm sorry.
Play so a game. By the way, it's been 3 years. Get fucked, buddy. Is what just happened.
That's what I do, Matt.
Fucks.
Only myself. The over. The funny thing with the Wukong thing is like the way when they introduced it, I was like, I don't know if that makes sense, because they introduced it as the Black Myth Wukong, which is based on is a Chinese game based on the novel Journey to the West,
which is one of the classic literatures of China.
Is it based on the Sun King or God King Wukong? Based on the Journey to the West, and then whatever. I was like, there were just so many leaps where I was like, can't you just say Chinese mythology? Because is Wukong only present in Journey to the West, or does he exist before that?
That's a good question, actually. I don't know. I don't know. I don't know if
this would be me saying, you know, Batman from The Dark Knight.
Yeah. I get what you're saying.
No, Val Kilmer doesn't exist.
Well, that's kind of the weird thing, though, is like, yeah, I don't know, because I thought this game was essentially Journey to the West. So I don't know why they, but then now, the more I see of it, it's almost like it's what you just explained, essentially, where it's like,
well, how
based
much
on characters from,
yeah, like how much of it is actually Journey to the West? Or is it just like, yeah, you know, we're going to name drop some stuff that you can look to the page and it says that, but don't.
So,
that one guy's head.
Did you know?
Thing. Like speaking, the dude that's like got no head playing the didgeridoo.
Oh, yeah, that was a good one.
You can't play didgeridoo with no head, just so we're clear. it's a small nitpick of my own comment.
Speaking of classic Chinese literature, or the great classics of Chinese literature, did you know that one of them has like a shit ton of sex in it? Essentially was banned for the longest time.
Humpty Dumpty?
Not what I was about to come out of your mouth. I caught me off guard with that one.
I was just thinking, I was like, how far can I just swing this into somewhere else? It's a double on, not double entendre is not the right word I want, but Humpty, haha, sex, Great Wall.
Yeah. There's a lot of deep cuts there.
I was making a lot of cuts with that.
Yeah,
joke.
There's a lot of, it was
and
a lot.
I didn't even get a laugh as much as just the confused, what the fuck did he just say?
I was trying to remember the name of the novel that is the sexy one. And I thought I was almost there.
I'm sorry.
And then you hit me with the Humpty Dumpty, and then my brain literally just blue screened.
Do the Humpty Hump. All the king's horses. All the king's men.
Marvel Snap is now available on Steam.
Funny enough, it was available on Steam before this.
Oh, the fucking liars.
So I don't know if it was just like an early access thing, and this was their official 1.0 launch, because they did change how the game...
Oh, yeah, yeah. Like, officially exiting early access.
Yeah, so all right, yeah. I was saying, because it was a bad headline. Description was correct.
Warhaven has a release date, which is a medieval fighter. It's coming out September 21st.
We talked about this before. I played it during June, during the Steam Summer Game Fest.
Okay.
16v16 multiplayer. Reminded of For Honor, but with less, like, blocking individual battles, and just more sheer chaos. You turn into gods.
Okay.
Yeah, you can turn into, like, random gods, and then you have more abilities, and you're just playing Capture the Flag. And
sounds kind of cool, actually.
There was a lot going on. I sucked. Terrible. I don't know if it played better with a controller than keyboard mouse or not, but I don't know.
That's, like, 50% of why I haven't played video games, because every game I have tried to play, I've been so awful that I'm like, I just can't play games anymore. Just not. Grand Blue Fantasy Relink gets a February release date. It's one of those fucking Japanese games. With a name like, I don't know if it's actually Japanese, but it's very Eastern.
With a name
style.
Like Grand Blue and Relink, yeah.
February 1st for PS5, PS4, and PC. Nightingale had a trailer with early access release date, which is actually a delay to February 22nd. Ooh. I don't like this trend of these games being like, ooh, early access.
Ooh, we're going to delay it.
Mm-hmm.
Matt's favorite game, Expeditions, a Mudrunner game, is on its way.
Didn't even know this was a thing.
SnowRunner developer Saber Interactive has announced Expeditions, where the game is on the dirty but wonderful activity of off-roading.
Oh my god, doing the thing that I wanted them to do.
Alongside driving off-road with a variety of vehicles, players will also be able to use drones to get a better view of your surroundings and a metal detector to... Director. Wow, I fucking Ron Burgundy need that. A metal detector to find hidden treasure.
This is fantastic. I'm 100% in on this one. When's this coming out? No release date, probably.
I can't wait till you're just like, you won't fucking believe what I've been dealing with.
This is probably the first game I'm gonna
play. 100%. 110%. That'll be the first one too that you actually have the racing rig
for. Yeah. It's gonna work out to where like I set it up just the time and be like, what the fuck? Time. Oh Jesus. That would be
built for an F1 thing used for going 10 miles an hour across the desert.
Oh, I would hate myself. I know it's gonna happen because my timing's that fucking awful. Stormgate's latest developer update sheds light on the Infernal Host. It's a free-to-play game from former Activision Blizzard developers. A demonic alien race that will join the human vanguard as a playable faction. I don't know what this game is.
Woo!
Crimson Death. How much longer do we have on this? Because there's a whole other link that's like...
Oh, we gotta move. We gotta start moving.
All right, Crimson Desert gameplay trailer that showed new mechanics.
Crimson Desert, made by the same people that do BDO, Pearl Abyss.
So. Yeah, I saw the trailer for this. It actually looks really interesting.
Yeah, their stuff does look good.
Bulletstorm VR. No one cares about VR.
Hey, do you have VR? Hey, do you have money for VR?
Age of Empires 4 Anniversary Edition is available now on Xbox.
Were you an AOE person?
I played a lot of Age of Empires 2.
Two.
I think it was two.
Okay.
Killing Floor 3 was announced, which I watched the trailer for that. That kind of
trailer was wild.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, we're just ripping people apart and drilling into their skulls. Okay.
Yep. Made me slightly uncomfortable. And then there
was the second trailer in.
Yeah, it was.
I was like, what the fuck?
Armored Core 6, Fires of Rubicon had its launch trailer.
And hey, guess what? It's out. So, moving on.
The Last Epoch. Official Rune Master first look trailer. The Crew Motorfest gameplay trailer, which we have a tidbit on that later on, which basically is that when it launches, they're doing a free 5-hour trial.
Hell yeah, let's go. It actually means I will try it again.
Yeah. Fort Solace. Didn't mean to do that. Lords of the Fallen extended story trailer. Genshin Impact concert reveal trailer. Now we're doing concerts and games. That's just the whole thing.
We've been doing it.
Yeah.
Always have been.
Honkai Star Rail PS5 trailer. Another Eastern game. Zenless Zone Zero trailer. Jesus. Payday 3 had a trailer with Ice-T in it, which...
Hell yeah.
Delta Force had a trailer. Wait, Delta Force?
Yeah.
Interesting. Homeworld 3 had a story trailer. Mandragora had an official gameplay trailer. Warhammer Age of Sigmar Realms of Ruin had an official release date trailer. Warhammer, man, just killing it. Era History Untold, official story trailer. I think I saw this one. I think that's it. That's it for opening night live.
It is. And now I'm going to rip you through days 1, 2, and 3.
Rip and tear.
Until it is done. Good news for you, people of the audience, is I do a thing called fucking editing on the fly.
He's doing it.
So day one
off the rails.
Day one, I'm going to start from the bottom. Now we're here. Day one.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah, here we go. Day one. All right, perfect. Don't care about that. That doesn't matter. Don't care about that. Song of Nunu, a League of Legends story, has received a new trailer. I just know that there's a Nunu person listening, Nunu player listening to this, so that's why I had to bring that one up.
All right, that's fair.
No release date yet, but hey, it's on the way. Turok 3 is on the way.
Everyone's thrilled about that, I'm sure.
Alongside a remaster of Star Wars Dark Forces.
Okay, this one I'm a little excited for.
The Night Dive, the developer who previously did System Shock and Quake 2. It's in development for PC, PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch.
Yep.
Does anybody even remember Dark Forces?
I own it.
That sounds about
right. Well, everyone probably owns it, because it's included in like every single one of those Star Wars bundles.
Yeah, that's true. Lord of the Rings Return to Moria received PS5 and PC release dates of officially October 24th. So we go diggy diggy hole because we are being dwarves.
I'll fuck that game up.
Let's see. RoboCop Rogue City got 16 minutes of some sweet gameplay. Mortal Kombat 1 had some lore talk while we also talked about the fact that Omni-Man and Homelander won't play exactly the same. Alan Wake 2 had a little bit more in-depth.
Can we just stop for a second and say
Phil Spencer and Star?
So you said how like we don't need to see any more of Alan Wake.
Yeah.
And then they do a 40-minute gameplay.
Yeah. In a game that's probably
like 20 hours, 30 hours?
Yeah, I was gonna say like probably 23.
Oh my god, it's fucking hilarious.
Then, hey, they showed off the first teaser for the Fallout TV series. Did you watch that trailer?
I don't think they actually showed it.
It was going around online a lot.
Okay. I have not watched it.
It's very short. It's just like quick cuts of scenes and whatever.
There's like, a lot of, so
like, here's the guy playing the ghoul and here's,
yeah. We're going to have to edit the rest of this on the fly because there's a bunch of stuff that I added to the doc that is from day 2-3.
Hey, guess
before
what
I found this link.
Guess what, and we do the best.
And one of those things is the Fallout TV show, which is that it takes place in LA.
Yep.
It's centered around Vault 33.
Yep.
And there was something else. I don't remember.
That the art for the show was AI made.
Was it really?
This picture is AI.
Mm.
I believe that was confirmed.
Skynet. Got it.
The kind of cheesy way to tell is if you look at the red car, it looks like it's...
Ah, it's facing the wrong way, but it's not.
But it's not, yeah. Like, that is also believable to be the back end of a car from that time, but that is definitely also an engine, or like a hood, so.
Yep.
Not a boot.
Amazing.
Project Mugen, we're moving on to day two, is a new open-world RPG where Cyberpunk meets Genshin Impact. Wayfinder has revealed the new MMO that looks like a fusion between Destiny and WoW. I'm interested. Second Dinner's Ben Brody talked about Snap finally coming out of Steam Access. We don't care about that. There's more Like a Dragon stuff. If you wanted to check that out, I'm purposely like avoiding. There's a lot of things I'm avoiding because I don't want things spoiled for me. Alan Wake conversation. How good the Phantom Liberty update is. New look at Stalker 2. Now that it's been pushed back to 2024.
Yep.
That's what happens when your country is in a war. More gameplay for Return to Moria. Then we go into day three. Deathground. It's a new survival horror game where, guess what? You fight dinosaurs. You thought Turok 3 was getting remastered? What if you fought HD dinosaurs? Forza Motorsport had a lot of more in-depth stuff, and the more I look at it, I'm like,
yeah, they.
I'm going to have a fun driving with a controller on my PC.
So it's launching with the Nuremberg Ring GP circuit, and then at a later update, it's going to get the Nordschleife.
Yeah, and that, I don't know why, just like when I watched it, I was happy to be playing it on my PC with a controller and then leaving my steering wheel downstairs for GT. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I just look at it and I go, feels like a controller.
Yeah, I don't know. Forza's always been a controller.
And it might be great with a wheel, but I'm going to want to just do it in a controller. I don't know why. Maybe because then I could just play it up here, and that's part of my thing, is I don't have to move the wheel around.
Maybe. That's fair.
Hey, then we talked about Alan Wake 2 a fucking again. AMD announced two new Radeon RX 7000 GPUs, the 7800 and the 7700 XTs.
And FSR 3.
And FSR 3. And still, I mean, they're doing all right.
Yeah, I mean, we'll see.
Neil Blomkamp's got an off-the-grid gameplay trailer. The new Battle Royale third-person shooter.
God damn it, Neil. Why do you keep doing projects that just fucking flop?
Because it's District 9, baby. We're running it back. No, I don't really know why. More stuff from Path of Exile 2 for some new images if you really like that. If you got sick of Diablo and want something to latch onto. Little Nightmares had some stuff, and then we're caught up. So that's how fast I can edit that document.
Fucking nailed it. All right, next up, we got some rumors. Actually, the rest of this thing's going to be probably a shit show. But anyways, rumor roundup.
Hell yeah, shit show. But what was that?
Rumor roundup.
What?
Rumor roundup. Rockstar is opening up a new studio in Los Angeles named Rockstar LA.
Original. Creative, I like it.
In a recent interview by GQ UK, Sam White states that Todd Howard is halfway through executive producing Machine Games Indiana Jones. And according to The Snitch, Sony is working on God of War Ragnarok DLC, even though they said that they put everything they wanted to in the game and they weren't doing DLC. So
I don't even know really what DLC you'd do.
I don't know either.
Sure, there's like things you could do, but why? Like the game was perfect as it was.
It was perfect, and there was ending left open enough that you could
do you just make game. A whole other... Yeah, exactly. You don't have to do DLC, just make another game. Questionable things that we didn't write full paragraphs on that we are going to edit on the fly. Savvy Game Studios, owned by Savvy Games Group, has rebranded to Steer Studios. The company's new name was attributed to aligning with its goal of owning cows, with growing its global market presence, my bad.
Which, that's the Saudi Arabia one.
Never mind, cows might be sacred.
Go ahead. I don't know why I was going to step in there.
I don't know.
Kind of rude.
Hey, do whatever you got to do. I do it to you. Number two, Savvy. Well, maybe I'm just rude. Number two, Savvy Games Group has been revealed as the strategic partner that backed out of that $2 billion deal with Embracer Group all those months ago. Makes sense now when you think about it. Who else would have had $2 billion laying around?
True.
Sega has completed its purchase of Angry Birds creator Rovio Entertainment.
I'm pretty sure they were Savvy Games Group, Saudi Arabia people, were on our short list of people we were theorizing.
Oh, probably. I feel like we're smart enough to guess that.
Yeah. I could just be making it up. I don't know.
Well, hey, somebody could go listen to the tapes because you know you and I aren't going to. Number four, David Vonderhaar has left Treyarch after nearly two decades at the Call of Duty studio. The studio design director announced his departure via a LinkedIn post where he said he is now working on a, quote, undisclosed project I can't discuss yet. And he described it also as a rare and unique opportunity, end quote.
Tantalizing.
Sony's Gran Turismo movie has made $22 million in theater revenue, which,
that's not
number good. Six, Game Done Quick's Flame Fatales has raised over $110,000 for the Malala Fund. The all-women and non-binary speedrunning event was held online from August 13th to August 20th. Malala Fund is an organization that works to provide free education for girls globally. Pokemon earned $11.6 billion in licensed products revenue last year. They are now worth more than Ubisoft.
Jesus, bro.
Number eight, Behavior Interactive has acquired the Netherlands game studio Code Glue. With the acquisition, Code Glue will be rebranded into Behavior Rotterdam. Number nine, Microsoft has ended production of Azure Kinect, the successor to the Xbox Kinect. The Azure Kinect was aimed at manufacturing, retail, and healthcare markets rather than gaming.
Never knew this existed.
Nope, neither did I. But that sounds about right, because cool. It would have been on the business side, and we don't really care. This year's Game Awards, December 7th. So that's
earlier and earlier every year, I feel like.
Oh, that's where you... Oh, yeah. No, that's true.
Yep.
But I locked on to being December 7th.
Yeah. No, like, a day that will live in infamy.
Like, that is a day to have an award show. Number 11, Denuvo has announced that its anti-piracy technology is now authorized as Nintendo Switch middleware. Number 12, Netflix has launched a limited beta to test its cloud gaming service. A small number of subscribers in Canada and the UK will be able to play games on their TV using a Netflix game controller app. Only two games will be available during the beta, though, Oxenfree and Mining Adventure. Number 13, BioWare has announced that it will reduce its workforce by nearly 50 staffers. The layoff decision was attributed to matching the studio's changing needs. Dragon Age Dreadwolf has been internally delayed until summer 2024, with staff working on Mass Effect moving over to assist with Dragon Age, which will also therefore delay Mass Effect 4. This comes as hysterical time, seeing how this probably the 50 people laid off were ones that worked on the original Baldur's Gate 1 and 2 and the early success in Dragon Age. So if that doesn't tell you that they're fucked, well, here we go.
RIP.
Number 14, Remedy Entertainment has announced that Alan Wake 2's release date has moved to October 27th, giving it more space in a month of multiple new AAA title launches. Originally, it was going to be October 17th, but I kind of like that it's closer to Halloween. Number 15, Ubisoft has announced that Assassin's Creed Mirage's launch date has also moved, but up to October 5th, avoiding October 12th. Number 16, Microsoft announced that it will be closing the Xbox 360 digital store on July 29th, 2024. So you have one more year to buy every single game you can.
I'll do the rest if you'd like.
NetEase Games has announced, I appreciate you, the creation of a new development studio in Austin, Texas called T-Zero Entertainment. The studio will be led by BioWare and Bethesda veterans. The team's debut title will be a third-person online multiplayer action game based on a new sci-fi IP. My last one. Sony Interactive Entertainment has entered a deal to purchase audio technology company, the thing I read earlier, Audie's Nuts.
Stalker 2 has been delayed into Q1 of 2024, which we kind of mentioned. Let's see here. We talked about Return of the Moria. Sega reportedly considered releasing a Dreamcast mini version, but decided against it due to concerns over quality and cost.
Which sounds like a good decision. That seems weird.
And you know what? We talked about everything else. Yeah. So,
haha, suck it. Thanks for the help.
Got me. Lot of stuff this week, and we there's a lot we didn't talk about too.
I mean, it was 2 weeks worth of stuff, but Gamescom takes up a lot.
Yeah, there was a lot of Gamescom, a lot of hardware releases as well. Like there was some monitors and stuff. Not that we ever really cover that, but
so anyway, it's been 14 days. What have you done?
Books, man. I finished my Rise of All Third Reich. I went through The Martian, which is a really good book. The audiobook is really good of it, but not the Will Wheaton version. The R.C. Bray narrated version is super good, and it's available on SoundCloud. You know,
interesting.
It's short too.
I don't even use SoundCloud.
I got it for this reason. I downloaded the app so that I could just listen.
Oh, because of that one.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And it's like short. It's like 16 hours, maybe. I think maybe less than that.
It's like a Witcher book.
Yeah. It's like a quick 16 hours, though. Well, you know, it's like easy to listen.
Yeah, yeah. No, I know what you mean, but it's always entertaining. Yeah, you know, it's like a quick 30-hour flight.
Yeah.
What?
I started another history book. On Cold War, and then
of course, why not?
Yeah,
they're just edging the entire time.
Yeah, basically,
it's the ultimate edger's book. Fuck 50 Shades of Grey. We just listen to the Cold War stories,
and that's about it, really. I mean, still watching Ted Lasso, Ahsoka.
How far are you now
in Ted Lasso?
Yeah,
we are.
There's only three seasons, so
I think we're halfway through season 3.
Okay, so you're almost done.
Yeah. And then Ahsoka started, but I haven't watched it yet, so I'm going to watch this one.
I've heard nothing good, so I'm kind of like...
I'm kind of like over...
I still need to watch Andor. That's like my...
Yeah, Andor is the best thing that's come out about from new Star Wars.
Yeah. That's
like, and honestly, it's the only thing... If, like, you don't have unlimited time and you don't want to deal with the bullshit, that's the one to watch and say fuck everything else.
So that's kind of what my plan is. Thoughts on Ted Lasso? Now that you're further and further?
I really like it. I'm kind of conflicted because I do enjoy it, and I think it's funny and it's lighthearted, and it's exactly what I wanted it to be, which was something that wasn't, that was more lighthearted and upbeat. I mean, it's
a good counterbalance to the rise and fall of the Third Reich.
Exactly. Like, I mean, it does have some seriousness to it and some darkness to it as well. My issue with it is that it is too perfect. Like, okay. It's not, I mean, that it kind of comes with that territory of being like upbeat, is that, you know, it's not the real world. Like, it's like,
sure. Yeah. Yeah. You know. There's the moment with the, not like moment of the show, but the moment where you're like, this, everything's kind of just like working at, like, it's too.
Yeah. So it's good though. I like it. And I appreciate that it ends.
Right. Yeah, they don't just drag everything on.
Yeah, it's three seasons and that's it.
Yeah.
Yeah, so what have we been up to? Gallivanting across the world.
I did not go across the world. I went barely 3 hours away.
Listen, that's a long ways for me.
Fair enough. Says a guy that went with me to Boston in January. So, just 4 hours. The wedding was good. Good time. Beautiful venue.
Yeah.
I was just chilling in the mountains. Great time. But all that driving allowed me to knock out some books. I'm now...
booking it.
I'm now in my third Warhammer book.
Jesus.
With like 3 hours to go in it, I think. They're only like 8 hour books, though.
That's interesting.
Seven to 8 hours. They're, you know, just short paperbacks, essentially, that...
novellas?
No, they're longer than I think a novella would be. Because they're, I mean, they are a book, but they're just not like the Iliad.
Yeah. Yeah, that's fair.
They're so far so good. I'd be intrigued to see how this third one ends. Because this is the, like, trilogy start to 140 books or something, if I wanted to go that far.
Mm-hmm.
But this is, we're ramping to the point now of everything's been building and we're kind of in a culmination type book to then where you can clearly see that there's a culmination point here and then we should be continuing to kick off the next, like, rest of it. Like, it still flows correctly.
Yeah.
But it's almost like the trilogy would be bringing the end of a chapter. Like, even though there's multiple chapters, obviously, you know what I mean? Like, that saga is now complete and we're starting a new saga with, like, the...
Yeah.
The history starts here moment and continuing. So I'm curious to see how it ends, or at least how this book wraps up. And then I'll determine if I get the next one in the series and keep going. And we'll see from there. World of Warcraft game-wise... picked up Football Manager again for a while just because the Premier League started, so the itch came back. And then otherwise...
I actually, as these things happen, you know, like with volleyball animes and all that, the beauty of Ted Lasso is I do have a basic understanding of the league structure now. So that's, you know,
all seven divisions.
Nah, I don't know. Let's not get too nuts, all right?
Beat a fucking Vanarama North League?
Yeah, you lost me there.
Got him.
All right, it's too deep.
Boom, boom. Anyways. Lay my knowledge out. So, yeah, just been doing that, and that's really it. I got one more week of volleyball, beach, playoffs week. So far, we're undefeated.
Oh! Drop dick.
In theory, we should be there in the same way at the end of it all. But it's not really bragging because...
wins every year.
No, but like, oh my god, this is terrible. Like, I don't have fun. I have fun like once every 2 months.
Chasing the dragon.
But like, I can't even see the dragon. I'm not even having that fun where I'm like, ah, chase me, ah. It's like that happened, and then I never saw it again. And I'm like,
remember when this used to be fun? No, I don't.
Yeah, that's. It's like, oh, you mean like 6 years ago?
Yeah.
Because now it's just...
I feel like it took a turn when the place you played at was sold.
Yes, 100%. Well, because then it was downhill of, like, nowhere really to play for the summer for me.
Yeah.
And that was the last, like...
It kind of, like,
the last bastion of good...
Broke up the band a little bit type situation. Yeah,
Well, I mean, there were multiple things that broke up the band. But yeah, that broke up, like, a larger population of players. Like, we played... You had two full leagues on two nights of, like, 10 teams each. And now we're at... I think there's 8 teams in this league because 2 bowed out it partway through the season. I'm playing with 4 people because if I played with more, I wouldn't move.
Mm-hmm.
Just not entertaining.
Yeah.
4 at least makes me move a little bit, but even then it's still just like, we can just serve and they can't bring the ball back over. So it's like,
It's not like, there's no competition.
No, just not entertaining. So,
I'm assuming there's no middle ground. Like, you either
live long enough to see yourself become the villain.
You either deal with your current situation, or to like go competitive. It's like it's too much.
So no, yes and no.
Not too much is skill wise, but like too much effort.
That sure, yeah, I'll give you that. Because the solution is to play in Syracuse.
Yeah, that was kind of what I was alluding to.
I don't want to drive out there in the middle of the week and then have to work the next day and then...
Yeah.
But there's also going to be a point where I'm like, I might have to do that even for just like a summer just to see if I'm crazy or not.
Mm-hmm.
Because I want... This is gonna be arrogant Nate coming out. Not even arrogant, but just like testosterone Nate.
Yeah.
I want competition. I don't like playing weak people. I want to play against people that are better than me because that's how I get better. I want to play against Japan's national team.
I think they'd murder you.
I would die, but I'd die with a smile on my face. If I lost 25-0 and it was against them, I'd thank them afterwards. Any national team, actually, for that matter. I don't give a shit. They're all 8 feet taller than me. I look up to every single one of that person on that team. But I want to play. That's how I initially got anywhere near as half average as I am, was I was always playing against better and better and better and better and better until I could kind of compete. And then somebody would show up and be like, oh my God. Okay.
Well,
figure it out.
You know, there's some other bonuses to being in Syracuse.
There's a lot of bonuses. There's a lot of bonuses. But it's
some of them have to do with being suffocated.
The volleyball just hits me so hard. But then it's like, do I go out there and just try to find a team?
Oh, yeah, that's true, too.
That seems weird. Can I convince a team to go out there? Maybe. Do I potentially know somebody that's already playing out there and need somebody? That might also be true. Do I like enough of their team to not want to murder myself halfway through? Well, but I want that guy. That's why I also want to be playing. I wish I was playing competitive indoor this season. So far, I'm not. And I haven't for the last couple of years. I've just played against 85-year-old elders who I'm surprised can be on the court. Which is all fine and dandy. I feel powerful, but I also can't swing as hard as I want to for fear that they would vaporize and turn into dust.
I was going to say, can you get charged with manslaughter if you accidentally didn't kill
him? I don't think I swing hard enough to get charged with manslaughter, but maybe like a professional volleyball person could. Because, yeah, it's just like, oh, okay, there's no competition. It's also rec, so we're just, you know, picking up teams each week, different teams, whatever, move on. But, like, I don't ever have to jump. Why would I have to jump?
Yeah.
Nobody on that team could jump over a dollar bill. Like, so, I don't know. I want that competition. It's just... How far am I willing to go to get it?
Yeah.
So we'll see.
We shall see. Maybe there'll be a new...
Because it'd be easier to justify me doing like the Syracuse thing in...
Maybe he'll bring his albatross skills into real life.
Kind of already did.
Oh!
No, not really. That's actually not true, because I've played with the same group of people for like the last 10 years.
It's took a while for
it's time. Time. But yeah, so we'll see. Yeah, that's really it. Actually, it's been longer than 10 years. Oh, God.
Oh, I remember when I turned 21.
Anyway, it's been fun. And we will see you guys this time in 7 days.
Toodaloo, bye-bye.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Kayla Itzinas.
Kayla Itzinas. I'm Kayla Itzinas, and I have been training a global community of women since 2009. I've created a brand new podcast, Sweat Daily, to help you level up your life and reach your health and well-being goals. From fitness tips to food that fuels you, meditation to motivation, we've got you covered. Sweat Daily, the happiest, healthiest, and most confident version of you awaits. Available on Apple Podcasts and wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.